righty, look at this. It is time to do some chatting with the chamber, and none better to do that is Cheryl. And so welcome once again. We are on Facebook. We're live. Hello. So if you have questions, Cheryl is here to answer those. So stump Cheryl this morning, if you would.
That's only because Paul's too tired to take any questions.
That's right. I am rather exhausted. I haven't slept for a while. I'm ready for a nap. Let's talk about positivity in the workplace.
Yeah. I came across this quote, which just resonated with me, about being so positive that negative people don't want to be around you. See, it tickles your funny bone, too.
I think that's just hilarious. I want to, yes, indeed. Well, I want to hear more.
We do. I mean, regardless of our position, everyone's got roles in to make our workplace better. And we all have those Eeyores in the offices.
Yeah, with the tail that's tied on. And yeah, I know what
you're
talking about.
You know, that's always, you know, ho-hum, everything's miserable and life
I'm
is
terrible,
miserable.
And I'm going to die tomorrow.
Yeah,
yes.
And what we need better tools to be able to cope with those type of personalities.
Doing that, yes.
All right.
So you have a list.
I do. You know me.
You know your list. I love you to death with all your lists.
So of course, the first one is to lead by example. A smile is the quickest way to brighten a room.
Okay.
All right. So don't just come into the office or to your job and with your head down and go straight to your station and do whatever your work is. Make sure you make eye contact and smile and say hello.
Mm-hmm.
It's that little thing can just make somebody's day.
Right.
Right. Spread gratitude. Positivity is contagious, and we know mm-hmm. this. So make sure that we're kind. And on the blog post, I talk about Mr. Rogers mm-hmm. and how...
One of my favorites.
Well, you know, you're lucky that you're tired this morning because I'm not going to make you do what I made Brock do. I made him sing the theme song.
Good for you. I'm glad you didn't.
Yeah, but you know, he talks about it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, a beautiful day to be a neighbor. Would you be mine?
Would you be mine? Would you be mine? Would you be my neighbor?
Yeah, okay. You know, and he was the same on the air as he was off the air. And ultimately, you know, we need to be, if you present yourself as a different person at work than you do at home, there's a problem there.
Find out.
You know, so make sure that we're kind, you know. And the next one is a big one. If somebody is always unhappy with their job, you need to find out why.
Why is that? Yes.
You know.
Really, I've asked that question. Why are you upset? I mean, you know, you're working. It's just work.
It's just work. I'm reading a book by Simon Sinek right now that talks about finding the why in organizations and understanding the real meat of the purpose of the organization.
Right.
And it's the same with your job. If you can't answer why you get up at 3:30 in the morning, Paul, and mm-hmm. come to work, there's a problem.
Well, yeah, and I love getting up early in the morning.
Right, you know
it's me. I'm built that way.
Yeah, and there's aspects.
But don't ask me to spend midnight with you because I'll be snoozing.
But, you know, I'm sure there's certain aspects to your job that you don't like, but for the most part, you do love your job.
It's great, yeah.
Right? You know, so if somebody is unhappy at work, find out the why, and can it be fixed?
Right.
Right? So are they feeling stuck? Are they needing a bigger challenge? What can be done to fix it so that they can be excited, enthused to come to the office.
Right.
Right?
Okay.
And then, of course, the last one is to redefine
success. Yes.
And this one is important to help people realize where their strengths are and realize that, hey, even a small success thing is successful, and we need to celebrate those little things.
Right. Business of the Week, Tomatoes Junior. Hey, congratulations to those guys.
Yeah, shout out to them and remind everybody that they do deliver. You know, so some people forget that, but they've been a great asset. So,
And then we want to remember Joe Mama's Car Show, the rib eating contest tonight.
Tonight
at the fairgrounds. And they're doing a show and shine. Starts at Con Paulus, works its way toward the fairgrounds.
Yes.
And then the rib eating contest. And then y'all pack up your suitcases because you're headed to the park.
Yeah, because you're going, you know what, 2 miles down the road. But yeah, so Saturday, everything will be at the park. They'll have, you know, food trucks and vendors. And of course, the cars will be there early Saturday morning. And then they'll do the awards starting at 3.
Is it 3:30, somewhere in that neighborhood? Yeah,
somewhere in that area. But lots going on for this weekend.
And on your calendar, I know you have a lot of the information. We want to mention the Chamber Lunch. Get signed up for that if you haven't. On August 19th.
It's this coming Wednesday, and you need to sign up today is the last day to sign up. Okay. And it's the topic is drug overdose and opioids in the community.
September 10th, the leadership you want to check out. And then, Taco Fest coming up September 18th and 19th.
There's going to be more information on that. And then, of course, our annual banquet is coming up. So,
October,
like you said,
2nd,
Paul,
lots of stuff
going on. So,
all right, how do we get a hold of you, Cheryl?
Today? I'm not sure. 208-324-2711.
Just give her a call and tell her that she needs to wake up just like Paul did.
Thanks a lot.
All right, you have a good one. Appreciate you coming in.
Thank you.
Like what you just heard?